Welcome to this week's Quick Hits as I Sit with Eric James. Ah, yes. Love is in the air. It's the week of Valentine's Day. You love her. He loves you. Wait, you know that 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 he loves you, don't you? You gave it all to her, so she must love you just as much as you love her, right? Have you ever felt that way? Oh, okay, so you don't want to tell the truth, but I will. I felt that way, and it stunk. You see, I gave up a good thing for what I thought was going to be a greater thing. Oh, okay, so now you want to tell the truth and shame the devil. Okay, you did it too, huh? Feels good to be free, though, doesn't it? Just like it did when you discovered that the grass was not greener. You found out that there was no grass. False advertisement, flag on the play. It's a simple case of, you got what you wanted, but you lost everything you had. The question is, how long did it take you to figure it out? And what did you do when you did? Did you walk away or run away from that stuff, those things, and them folk? Just flat out cold turkey? Or did you go back and ask for forgiveness? I know, I'm reading somebody's mail today, but stay with me anyway. See, when you made that decision with your chest poked out like a robin's breast and your head inflated to the size of Ohio Stadium, you thought you were on it. In it to win it. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. And it would have been exactly that. Except, you lost. You'd been hoodwinked, bamboozled, and run amok. So now, what are you supposed to do? If you're ready, this week's quick hit is simple. You apologize, make it right, forgive yourself too, and keep moving forward. That's the best you can do. And isn't that what this so special red-covered, card-buying, long-stem red rose-given, chocolate-eaten day this week all about? That's it for this week's quick hit. This is Eric James. Happy Valentine's Day. Thanks for listening. And as always, be easy like Sunday morning. Quick Hits as I Sit is brought to you by Eric James of Word Talk Productions, speaking life into your existence.